there. The shopping center near Country Mart is metal on three sides. It's a shorter building. Okay. So the subject site, Stevens Building, is newer construction, stucco all the way around, better quality construction.
Okay.
What's the difference in construction?
Stucco versus metal.
Well, but the,
on the exterior walls, your building's taller.
Stucco too.
No, it's on three sides. It's metal. So it's a lower class building overall.
And the part that you're not seeing is like when you do the heating and air, all those things, the plumbing, when it's a better quality, all those things are valued higher in that. We're not just talking the stucco, it's everything.
Yeah, really what we do is we just record the types of building materials, put it in the software, get the quantities, and the number kind of spits out. So the replacement value on the structure, I think, is $1.6 million. So, you know, can you build that for $1.6 million?
Right, but you have the one at $40 a square foot and mine at $90.
Sure,
square foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I that's accurate? That the one next to Country Mart is worth $40 a square foot and mine $90?
Well, the cost of the structure is less than yours. So, quality construction is different, building materials are different.
I don't think the HVAC or plumbing's.
I did notice what's missing. There are some things missing from not your site, but the other site. Partition walls, so there are some construction items that didn't make it in there. I didn't do that assessment or that appraisal, so.
You didn't do the appraisal on the
Country Mart.
Country Mart.
Yeah.
Paul did that.
So there are some items missing there that were caught over there.
Can I request that? You do another, have Paul assess both of them?
Well, we
well, I mean,
yeah, I understand what you're asking. I'm just trying, we as a board are trying to figure out this pretty big disparity, it looks
sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's a pretty good size disparity.
Does he have an insurance declaration page? You could just show us what's a rebuild on it. They've done it also.
Okay, but again, I don't think this question is about valuation. We're talking about discrimination, which is a question of whether or not other properties around it are being taxed at a basis comparable to this. We understand no two properties are exactly the same, mm-hmm. certainly. We understand age. We understand building materials. I think the board is looking at it from this is a pretty big jump. Now, on the assessor side, this hasn't been evaluated in 10 years. It doesn't look like.
True, yeah. It's 2013.
So in other words,
$2 million sales price in 2013.
Okay, but
we originally had it at about $1.6 million, I think, in 2011 or 12. It came down to $1.2 because of the sales price, and then hasn't been reassessed for 10 years. And the software kind of tells us what it's worth, so I understand with the other site, but the other site is missing some items. It's a lower quality construction. There are some things missing, so I.
Okay.
And again, as a field appraiser, we go out and we're just looking at replacement value.
And do you ever consider cap rates?
I don't consider any of that.
They don't when they go out, but that is something that you'd have to get with the assessor's office. And part of the problem, it sounds like to me, is that they don't, with this many appeals right now, they can't go back and you don't have anybody to go back and do that right now. Is that what you're saying? Okay. But you can do that.
Oh, I could, yeah.
In the future.
Right. And so 25 is coming up, and he could certainly come by.
Okay. So. All right. Do you have any more questions from Dan? Or Dan, do you have anything to add?
No.
Does the board have any questions? I don't mean to hog the podium here.
I think Greg had a recommendation earlier.
Do we have new numbers on that, Brian, so what he's talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the true value, I think there's questions here. How do you come up with something? But when I look at those two properties, I see one goes up 20,000, one goes up 500,000. I know the cap rate on them, it'd be interesting to see. They probably generate close to the same income. I was going to recommend at least for this year, 15% increase, and then if we want to reassess it next year, get a little bit more.
I think that would be in 2 years, right?
25. Yeah, can't be reassessed next year.
Okay, there's a motion to, well, basically we're talking about increase the value from 918 to, you're taking a 15% of 918.
That'd be $1,055,700.
Okay. $1,055,700. 1,055,700.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and there's a there's a motion to reduce the assessed value to 1,055,700. Is there a second? There's a second. Any discussion? Yes.
Assessed or appraised?
Huh?
Assessed or appraised value?
The assessed value is the 918. It's the 918, right?
918.
Or appraised value. I guess that is the appraised value. 918. Okay. To reduce the appraised value to 1,055,700. And we've had a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chairman's going to abstain on that one. Okay, it's been reduced to 1,055,700 on your property. Okay, now obviously, if they come back to this in a couple of years, yeah, you understand what's going on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, sir.
Thank you.
And I would encourage you, if you do want to use that cap rate, that the assessor can, but they need to do it before we get to this stage, if you can. In other words, in the future, if you want to have a business income evaluation with cap rates or whatever, I mean, you can do that. Okay?
I'll ask her.
Okay, sure. All right. That might have even dropped it more. We don't even know. So
if your income, like if it goes into recession or something and you lose tenants and your income goes down, you will lower the taxes temporarily.
I don't do anything with taxes. I do your valuation.
Right, and so valuation
we do income and finance, we take your last 3 years of your income and your expenses, and we put them into the formula. They gave us a sheet or a formula for assessors that we put it into, and then, you kind of compare it to your CAMA system.
Why don't we do this? If you want to have a discussion off the record, we can. We're actually about done for the morning, but if you can. All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for coming. The only other one that I see on the docket for this morning is BOE number 159. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's supposed to be with an attorney in person. I guess we can be in recess for 45 minutes until he gets here, but let me see if he can get here earlier.
The rest of these sheets filled out from people. I can't calibrate our system.
Yeah, and sometimes it just, I tell you what, Why don't we be in recess until we find out if Mr. Schenork, we can always reconvene. We'll be in recess. Mm-hmm. It's our